let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day.
Welcome to Light, true stories about real people. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. We all might have had our times of separation from God, had moments in our lives when we doubted not only ourselves and our capabilities, but God and His work as well. This is the story of one man and his struggle from darkness into light.
Oh. Hey, Alan, you want another hit?
Are you kidding? I'm already so plowed I can't see straight.
Oh, come on, man. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, where'd you get this stuff? This is the best I've ever smoked.
I've got a connection here in Berkeley.
Yeah, who is it?
I can't tell you.
Yeah. Here, give me another hit of that joint.
Hey, I'm going to a spiritual meeting tonight. You want to go?
Nah, not if it's one of those namby-pamby groups where everybody sits around in a circle, holds hands, and sings Hare Krishna.
Oh, give me a break. You'd probably enjoy it. Hey, there's a lot of good-looking women that go there, too.
No, thanks. I'm going to hang out with some friends down at the wharf tonight anyway. Hey, speaking of women, aren't you seeing Jane anymore?
Oh, yeah. We're still going out. I'm just playing the field a little bit, that's all.
Yeah, Jane's a nice girl. I hate to see her get dumped.
It was during this time that I got heavily into spirituality. I thought it was great. I really thought that I was on the right track. Didn't turn out that way.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Sarita. It's Alan, oh. Remember? Yeah, the guy who answered your ad. We spoke last week.
Alan, of course.
Sarita, I
wondered if you would call.
I said I would.
I know, but, well, that doesn't seem to mean very much to people these days.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got two tickets to a play tonight. Would you like to go?
What is it?
It's an English comedy.
Oh.
Other than that, I don't know much about it.
Oh, sure, I'd love to. What time should I be ready?
So, what did you think of the play?
I didn't get it.
Well, I'm not sure I understood it either, but the tickets were free, so... how long have you been involved with spirituality?
Oh, about 6 years.
Well, how did you get started with it?
First thing I ever did was transcendental meditation.
Uh-huh.
And then I got into Zen Buddhism. Now, that was great in helping me concentrate, but it really didn't fill me, you know, and focus me.
Yeah.
And then I went to Heart Song. Have you ever heard of that?
No. What is it?
Well, it's a psychic school.
Oh.
I took a course in psychic healing.
Uh-huh.
I actually helped my boss at work with my massages.
How much did it cost to go there?
Oh, a lot, but it's worth it. I feel much better about myself now. Sarita.
Yeah?
I'd like to see you again.
Would you like to come over after dinner? I mean, maybe we could listen to some music or something.
Yeah, that sounds nice. And I'd like to get to know you better.
We'll be right back to our story of Alan and his journey in search of himself, right after this. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, He can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Sarita was really terrific, but things didn't last very long. My money began running out because of all the workshops I was doing, and I began having trouble getting up in the morning. My absenteeism from work had caused me to lose my job and eventually my house. I was heading towards rock bottom. I was living out of my car on the wharf in San Francisco until that was impounded and I was arrested for vagrancy. I wasn't sleeping well and my dreams were usually bad. Sometimes I heard a voice saying, "Satan, Satan." My sense at the time was that I was doing something wrong, but I didn't know what it was. I know now that it was God telling me that it was time for a change. But at that time, I looked to psychics and other things for the answers. At this point, I was living in a cheap hotel in the red light district of San Francisco. There was a metaphysical bookstore there that I had been frequenting. And one day... excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, sure. What can I do for you?
Well, there's a shop down the street that has these Catholic statues in the window.
Statues, so?
Well, I see them as I pass by, and they seem interesting to me. I was just wondering if you knew anything about them, you know, what they represent.
Why don't you ask somebody over there?
Because I'm kind of through with religion right now. I'd feel funny about talking to someone there about it. I've been into my own humanistic lifestyle lately.
Oh. Well, here. Read the Satanic Bible if you want to read something really humanistic.
The Satanic Bible?
Sure, take a look. You'd be surprised what you'd find in there.
Well, you know, I don't think I'll check it out right now.
Suit yourself.
That statue over there, the deer with the spiral horns.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something bad?
What do you mean, bad?
Well, I don't, you know, bad.
Excuse me, I have another customer.
The store clerk walked over to a friend and started talking to them about me like I'd done something wrong. I quickly left. I was getting very concerned and scared now, almost paranoid, but I tried to ignore these feelings. I wasn't working much, and I changed hotels a lot. This time I ended up in the Tenderloin District, the worst area in San Francisco. I was amazed that all my neighbors kept their doors open. One day, I heard a Christian radio station on in one of the apartments. A preacher was saying, "I'm praying for you in prison, and I'm praying for you in the hospital." Somehow, I identified with that. I felt like I was in prison. I remembered that a woman called Elizabeth Clare Prophet had said that Jesus was an ascended perfect man. She called him a spiritual master. I got down on my knees and called out to him all night long. That Sunday, a preacher gave a sermon on my street corner. That made me feel better. But later, when I tried to stand up for a man that I thought was being evicted unjustly, I was kicked out of my room. I was in terrible shape now. I ended up back in Berkeley, broke. I was too ashamed to call Jane or any of my old friends, so I contacted one of the psychics from Heartsong that I'd heard about. I told her about my dreams, and she said I should take the advanced psychic class. I asked her what the difference was between that and black magic. She said, "Well, you just have to be careful." That scared the hell out of me. I ran home, took my New Age newspaper down to the street, and burned it. I walked to the top of a nearby hill where the college was. I saw a Lutheran church with a huge metal cross out front. I ran down to the church and threw myself on the cross and hugged it for dear life. A man came up to me.
"Are you all right?"
"Yeah. Who are you?"
"My name's Bob."
"What do you want?"
"I came to see if you needed help."
I'm afraid.
Of what?
I don't know. That's why I'm so scared.
I see. What's your name?
I'm Alan.
Nice to meet you, Alan. Listen, I was just on the way to my church. How would you like to come along?
I don't know. I haven't been to a church in a long time. I mean, I'm not really into that.
No, that's okay. It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. I'm just so confused. I don't know what to think anymore.
You're no different than anyone else. Hey, maybe I can buy you a cup of coffee?
Oh, I sure could use one.
Great. Come on.
Hey, these pancakes are delicious. I don't know how to repay you for this, Bob.
Don't worry about it. It's my pleasure. More coffee?
Bob, if it's okay, I'd like to go to your church with you today.
Sure. You're always welcome. I'll introduce you to some friends of mine I think you'll like.
So that Saturday, I went with Bob to his Seventh-day Adventist church. He introduced me to his friends, and one of them even offered me a place to live. I accepted, but that didn't last too long. Bob's friend was too square, and I was too hip. Then I shared an apartment with a new friend. My new roommate and I would sit and read the scriptures together. As we read Romans, I felt a strange new sensation in my body. I'd never felt anything like this before. Was this possible? And having been born a Jew, I didn't understand the power or the blessing of Jesus Christ. I was beyond caring what was hip or square. My odyssey, however, was not over yet. One day, while bumming a cigarette from a guy in his car, he pulled a gun on me. I was terrified. I asked God to save me. He did. Another day, I was following a man and his girlfriend on the street when he turned on me with a knife. He said I was following too close. I asked God to bail me out again, and he did. While sitting on a street corner by myself, I heard a message from God. It was like he was speaking to my inner self. He said, "It's time to go home." So I did. My father sent me $300 to return home to Connecticut. My parents were divorced, and I went to visit my father first. I hadn't seen him in 7 years.
Alan?
Hiya, Dad.
Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want to sit down?
Yes, yes, I do. Thank you.
You're looking pretty good, you know. I didn't expect to see you so such a long time.
Yeah.
You know, how are you?
It's pretty hard to tell all at once. Uh-huh. I've been through a lot.
You're still into that spirituality nonsense, huh?
No, I haven't been for some time.
Oh, thank God for that.
I do.
You do what?
I thank God for my salvation.
What's that around your neck?
It's a crucifix.
Well, I can see you're not still completely together.
Dad.
You were born a Jew, and you've been into everything
Dad,
else.
Dad, please, don't be upset. I know I was into some very bad things before, and if I told you what I've been through in the past couple of years, you might understand. All I want to do now is to rebuild my relationship with you and Mom and keep Jesus Christ as my personal savior. It took me a while to convince him, but I think he understands how I feel. The resentment I felt for my father because he treated my mom and brother and I so badly when we were growing up didn't seem important anymore. I've gained a new love for my parents. I find a great deal of joy in worshiping God and reaching out to others with the salvation of Jesus Christ. The resistance from evil that used to overwhelm me is gone. Thanks to the Lord, my life has been transformed.
Turn on the light, let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day.
Sometimes we have to stumble and fall before we can reach the finish line. But God is always there running beside us to catch us if we fall. In some ways, Alan is like the prodigal son who tries everything and squanders his life until he's at the bottom. Only then does he find his life. Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost."